are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
Speaking of Wendy Williams, I think it's very disgusting how they have her in a
propped up
conservatorship.
Oh, yeah, I like
so. So they don't have her. Well, they kind of, I guess they do have her propped up. But according to her niece, I watched her niece's interview on The View, and yeah, they don't really have contact with her. So Wendy Williams insisted that, you know, this documentary come to light to kind of expose what's been going on.
Right.
I know a lot of people thought at first, and I was thinking that too, like, why are they showing her like this?
Are they taking advantage of her, et cetera, et cetera?
It makes sense that she, like, pretty much pushed the issue for this to come out, even if she's not totally in her right mind. So, shout out to all the evil white people who's doing, you know, what they call legal guardianship. Y'all going to hell, okay?
It's so sad, though. It's really sad seeing her like that. Like, I don't know. Like, we've seen her cover a lot of topics about other people in this position. And for her to, like, have gone through this is, like, fuck. Like, you gotta, like, and I hate that people are being, like, karma, that's her karma. But I'm just also, like, kind of, like, she went through a lot. Like, and now they're tying what she has to, like, being another form of, like, diabetes type 3 or some sort. And so, like, it's really important that we make sure we maintain our health. We maintain our livelihoods, and we also stay away from fuck niggas who want to break our hearts and make us go crazy and make us be propped up on a couch talking to Black China, and Black China has more wisdom than us. So but also Black China is a tourist, so we are kind of wise. So I mean, you could be in worse positions.
I don't know how Black China just called a straight.
I love Black China. Angela is doing her thing. I really like her rebrand. It's not even about her right now, but we love you, Wendy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get started with my list this week. Because there are some things I need to get off my chest. If you could take a wild guess as to who's first up on the list, I'll give you $5 when I get my taxes.
I'm going to say somebody who always is on the list and has never been an episode of the list without this person. So I'm going to say Jess Hilarious.
Yeah, the non-funny Jess Hilarious.
Oh.
With her, girl.
Okay, so what's going on
there? I don't do the roasting thing. I don't really know how to, like, what they call Joan. I know they call it that over there. You know, in Chicago, you say, I'm going to treat the fuck out of you.
Yeah. I'm about to roast your ass, nigga, with the hand.
Roasting, right? I just, you know, say what I need to say. I think Jess Hilarious, and I'm going to be careful how I talk about an expecting mother. I hope she has a healthy pregnancy and a safe delivery.
She's pregnant?
Outside of that, right? Somebody had sex with that.
And that's not what I was saying.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. She just can't. I don't understand what her issue is with Nicki Minaj. Like, if you don't like her, now I know she got a job to do.
Okay.
But now, the originally I was adding her to the list because of what she said at her job, okay? But I was willing to let that go because she's at work. Then they do this, I guess now they do this extended version of rumors where, you know, they talk about stuff they couldn't talk about on air. And she's talking about, oh, maybe her tour's not selling because she wants Cat Williams on a tour. Sister. The tour is selling. And I don't care what people have to say. I don't care what people on this podcast have to say about sections of the show being sectioned off. The tour is selling. Okay? That goes for you and her.
I didn't even say shit. How I catch a stray? I sat here and
just in case you was thinking it.
I was going to give her a compliment, but now I'm fucking not. So
what's her compliment?
Doesn't matter.
You talking about Jess? You was going to give Jess a compliment?
No, I was going to give Nicki a compliment, but now I'm not.
Don't let me see that. That's what I was trying to tell you a couple weeks ago. Y'all be letting the barbs keep y'all from liking Nicki.
Well, maybe
that don't make no sense.
Maybe if y'all shut the fuck up, more people will like her out in the open. So now we take.
Maybe if y'all shut the fuck up, we won't have nothing to say to y'all.
Well, maybe if we spoke more, we would actually give her a compliment instead of talk about the dirt. Doesn't Guess matter. Is
also was like low key providing a defense for that lady who had her child waxing vaginas. Her and everybody that called up to that radio station talking about some y'all they have y'all don't have no problem with kids making y'all shoes in China. How we comparing shoes to a minor being exposed to grown adults pussy?
Oh, I'm a grown adult. I don't even want to be exposed to no pussy, so I can't imagine them wanting to do it.
So. That's why she's on the list, because she's fucking dumb. And the people who defended that lady having her child wax grown adults.
So weird. That's y'all weird.
Are weird. And what's even weirder is the 24 people who laid there and let their pussies get touched by a child. Y'all are weirder. How do you, I couldn't imagine. You wouldn't let your 5-year-old daughter wax a dick? Why you letting her wax pussy? Because it's part of the business?
First of all, I think it's all weird. I feel like that's like child labor anyway, because the bitch is like, that's a child. I don't want to call the little bitch a bitch, but she a child. She don't know what she's doing. She didn't sign up for that. Like, it's just awkward. Like, I just can't imagine walking into a salon about to get like a treatment done, and here come a little kid walking in the room. I'm like, is that a little person? Why are they in here? Juicy, you are acting up
like a child.
We know.
Do my feet at a salon? You know, I wouldn't even.
I don't want their little nasty fingers anywhere near me. So
and kids don't need to be working. No, that's another thing.
No, then they're gonna grow older and they're gonna have resentment towards their parent for making them not have a childhood
because
they're too.
And they're gonna have sexual trauma because they had pussy in their face at 5. Just hilarious. That's what the problem is.
That.
Next up on the list, this is not really a complaint. I just want to say that sativa is not better than indica. I don't know if we talked about that on the podcast. Do you agree?
I'm trying to remember the difference between the two. I used to get hybrids.
I don't like hybrid either.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I like indica. Indica gets me like fully stoned.
A nice body high versus.
I don't like anything less than fully stoned.
Okay.
Because I feel like I wasted my money.
I feel like I'm always really high though. I feel like every time I smoke, it gets the job done. Like I've never, like, not, like out here, because I usually go to dispensary. We talk about dispensary every fucking week now. But like, I feel like cause I usually go to dispensary, like my highs are pretty good because I know what to look for, kind of. Like my main thing is I always make sure the THC is really high. As long as it has a really high THC and it's a premium shelf weed, I'm usually pretty high. But normally the weed, like right now, I'm smoking Wedding Cake OG, and that's a hybrid. But the THC is only like 29, so it's kind of strong. I usually go for 30s.
You know, this person wasn't on my list, but he's on there now. My weed man. He texted me after I had already got some weed from something else. Mind you, this is his first time texting me from the last time when he was supposed to text me back 2 hours later.
Oh,
it's been 2-4 weeks at this point.
Oh, this is not the one that went on vacation?
No, this is the one.
Oh, he said he's back now.
You're done. You don't have a customer no more. Stop texting me. Lose my number. You better hope I don't block you, because I might need you as a backup. But you better hope you don't get blocked.
I was going to say, you never burn a bridge with the weed man. You always let the weed man stick around, even if you're mad at him. He's like that deadbeat baby daddy, like that with the good dick. You like, okay, you don't do what you're supposed to do, but when you do come through, you lay it down right.
I had a couple other things on my list, but I'm going to end with this. If you are on social media, and we all are, I want you to do your best. Take it as like a challenge for the rest of the year, perhaps for the rest of your fucking life. You need to learn to be original, okay? Don't just go.
Here we go. Here we go. I knew this was going to creep up.
Copy and paste their content onto your page, because that makes you a loser. I've always had this feeling, you know, because my tweets used to go viral on Twitter a lot. And I'm not saying that to say, I'm saying that to say, the tweet will go viral and then it will get stolen 50 million times.
Love it.
It's always annoyed me. Same thing on TikTok. TikTok goes viral, people are remixing it or whatever. I don't have an issue with the like remixing or the like remakes. You know what I'm saying? Specifically, if it's like somebody's original sound, you take that sound, use that sound, put a different caption over it. The problem I have is, well, this is for one person in particular, so let me address the room. I'm not going to say his name because I blocked him.
Say his name. Could you be making me say everybody's name? Say their name. Say their name. Name them. Name them.
Name what's em. That from? Wait, what's that from? I know that.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Kyle was telling Sutton that she always overreacts to shit. And Sutton was saying, that's not true. And then she said, name them. Name them.
I remember that little part. I don't know the context.
I know you don't watch real TV.
Yeah. Well, I listen to real music. He just said before we started recording that he doesn't like We All Want Love by Rihanna. So
I don't like ballads. We can start there. I'm not a ballad guy.
The Ballad of Salad.
I like that. Is that like when you're getting your ass ate? Is that what you call it?
No, that's a Raven quote.
Oh.
Yeah, real TV from back in the day.
Back in the day, baby. I can't remember from back then. I've lived a lot of things.
There's this person who followed me, and before I blocked him, I went to go check to see if he followed me, because maybe like I just followed him and he unfollowed me and I didn't know. I posted a TikTok weeks ago.
Which TikTok was this one? Oh, okay.
It was it's hard to explain TikToks because it was a sound over it. But the caption was a caption that I can't use. I use my brain to come up with. You know how Nicki write her own raps? Okay.
Fragment. I come up fragment. With my, boot. Foot. Shoot. Fragment foot, bitch. Fragment. Foot. 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 Fragment foot. Foot. Fragment.
You're so funny.
That is hilarious. I was watching
you,
that.
Have you rated yourself?
Here we go. No, I gotta get a tag.
Down to a two.
I gotta get a tag because that's what the bitch said. Like I was watching. Funny though. I was watching that live. Like, girl, what is this a process? Fragment.
It was. I never watched the live because I don't like her embarrassing me, so I just ignore certain stuff.
Yep. It happens often. I can see why.
Anyway, I say a lot to say. I made this TikTok. My caption, what he did was he took my literal exact caption. I'm talking about did not change a word. And he was standing in the same position I was standing in the video, making the same moves. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, well, why would you just repost the video? Clearly, you thought it was funny.
Maybe.
Everybody in his comments, key, key, key. And I started to block their ass too, but they don't know no better. I blocked him. You'll never see my content again, bitch.
Maybe they thought, maybe the person who stole it, whose name you will not name, thought he could do it funnier than you. Maybe he thought you didn't do it justice. Maybe he was like, I see the potential, but I'm going to raise it up a stake. I'm going to add a little sauce.
You will never scroll down my social media and see anything on my page that's on somebody else's page. If it's the same sound, the caption is different. If it's the same, that's pretty much it. If it's the same sound, the caption is different. Because I came up with it. All I'm saying is, don't be a corny bitch because you're going to get blocked. Thank you guys for tuning in to this week's episode of Boys Next Door. Please remember, do not steal our content because I will put you on the list. Not that the list has any power. I just
yet complain because doesn't have any power yet. Until you make the list, it's going to end up being like Donkey of the Day. You don't want to end up on the fucking list. This is your Donkey of the Day. But it's like what's like a flock of donkeys called? Democrats?
I don't know. Maybe just hilarious. I'm Blackberry. You can follow me on... Oh, my dryer just stopped. Thank you. You can follow me on Instagram at Blackberry. You can follow us on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod and Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod.
Wait.
I don't know if I told y'all, but the name of this show is called Boys Next Door. I don't know if I said that already.
They know now. And I'm Ken Lush. You can follow me on Instagram at Ken Lush. And you can follow me on Twitter at _ Ken Lush. And you could find me on Tinder if you're in Vegas, or you can find me on Grindr if you're in a certain locations at certain times of the night. JK, I'm not on Grindr. I don't trust it.
I'm about to say you like white men.
So the Grindr out here, like if I get on Grindr like by my job, it's nothing but my coworkers and people who work in the vicinity. And so I use it to like locate people, and like we talk about a million times on here. And so like I've been popping up and I've been seeing a lot of interesting people. Mostly blacks and the Latinos. But mostly blacks and Latinos.
What's been going on in your world the last 7 days? You were being crazy? Because that was the I was being crazy look.
No, I wasn't being crazy this week. I've had a very, like, one of those weeks where I'm just like, I'm putting a bow on everything. Like, I just, like, I don't want to carry, like, old emotions or old feelings or feel, like, confused or, like, feel like I have to avoid people or none of that shit. So I've just been, like, cooling on people. Like, I don't want to stress you. I don't want to, like, I don't want it to be, like, weird air. Because, like, okay, so, long story short. It was this guy that I was really, really close with out here. And we were, like, kicking it cool, blah, blah, blah. Something happened. And then it just stopped fucking with me. And I was just, like, I didn't do anything to you. And, like, we, like, if we're going to become Instagram friends after how close we were, which was basically you over here every fucking day, et cetera, et cetera, just let me know so I can stop trying to be a friend and I'll treat you like an Instagram friend. Like, because, like, it's birthdays, I'm reaching out, something wrong, I'm saying, like, condolences, like, it's just, like, we become an Instagram friend. You know how you treat your Instagram friends, like, you treat them different than you would your real friends, anyway. And so, like, I reached out to them, they didn't reply, of course, I know they wouldn't, because they're an avoidant type, of course, Sagittarius, but, they're an avoidant type, and so between that and another issue where I was heavily involved and just doing too much, I was just like, I'm not giving none of this shit any more of my attention. I'm not focusing on it. I'm not dealing with it. And I feel like the minute I started doing that, other amazing things fell into place. And so it's just like, that's how life works.
Define amazing.
You didn't even want to name them, but you want me to. But okay, so. Oh, yeah, I guess.
Because it wasn't really about him. It's more so about you lazy hoes who don't have a brain of your own. Pick up a pen and write your own raps, Ruby Rose.
No. Ruby Rose would not catch a stray. That is my girl. Wait, what's going on here? How did she catch a stray?
I just felt like saying her name. That was the first name that came to my mind.
I love Ruby Rose. I love her. I was listening to her earlier.
She's a cute girl. She can't rap. She got that one song I like, and she was dissing Nicki and her close friends. Loser!
She can diss
she who that. She got more money than me, though, so I can't really
hear exactly. Loser! Shut up. And so,
that don't make her no less of a loser. Donald Trump is a loser. He got more money than me.
Okay. Well, two things can be true at once. You both can be losers. I guess I can tell y'all. Y'all remember, okay, so on the podcast, remember me and Blackberry both had homework. How long are we? This is still kind of early.
This is our show. Don't nobody tell us what to do. Say what the fuck you gotta say, bitch.
It was more so like.
Don't you wanna wait?
No, it was more so like, you know, people always listen to the beginning part and then they get all your dirt and then so forth. So, you know how people pop in and they just take a listen and then they don't listen to the rest, but they hear all your dirt in the front? That was more so I was thinking about. But okay, so. Okay, 18 minutes in. They probably stopped listening. So, you know how, like, we had homework and I did my homework. And so, you had a work crush, I had a work crush. We were both supposed to talk to our work crushes, blah, blah, blah. And so, this was, like, December, maybe November, whatever. So, me and my work crush, we've been, like, not hanging out, but, like, we've been, like, chilling after work and stuff like that. And it's just been really, really good. And he's, like, totally what I thought he was going to be like. He's super, like, everything. And I'm just, like, crushing. But I'm playing it cool this time because I'm not a sucker-ass bitch. I am. Okay, because normally, you know, I'll say, like, I'm a double.
I would have to see it to believe it.
I really am. Like, I'm playing it cool. Like, we're in the car. I'm, like, in the inside, I'm, like, literally throwing up on myself. Well, on the outside, I'm just, like, cool. We're having conversation, chopping it up. But also, I think he's straight. So, who knows? But I'm just, like, is this a really good situation? And I'm just really, really happy that it's coming together. Because this is how shit happens for me. Like, legit, shit just falls into place when I don't expect it. So, I'm not trying to expect shit. I'm just, like, playing it cool. I'm not double texting. I'm not, well, I am stalking his social media. Because I like to, I just like looking at them. And so I'm always on his profile. So, yeah. But, yeah, it's been a great week. How about you? You have any updates?
Here we go. Not on boys.
How's the act been going?
Okay, because I was just about to say.
Okay.
I'm so ready to press delete. I could do it right now if I wanted to, but it's like I feel like that's giving up too early. It ain't even been a full month, right? I'm just so tired of answering the same questions. I'm so tired. What do you do for work? What are you doing this weekend? What did you do last night? You know, I don't. What you point at? Oh, you trying to be discreet and I can't see. That's why I needed the answer.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to say, is it okay if I like this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm not equipped to handle this. I'm an introvert. You know, I like being alone. And so talking to multiple people and trying to get to know them is honestly discouraging. It's just like I never want to do this, which is why I've been like more okay with going out lately, because I'm like, okay, maybe I'll find my man outside, because I can't do this. It's too much. Somebody told me something yesterday and I was like, I wish you had told me this before I gave you my number. Like, oof.
What'd they tell you?
It's very specific, and I don't know. You know, people be, I don't want nobody to find a podcast and then unfriend me.
Bitch. I just sat here and I just tell all my fucking bitches, which is very specific. Very specific. And so you're going to say you can't say what the fuck they asked you? I literally gave
did
my.
I,
yes.
Did,
yes.
Did,
yes.
Did I put, did yes. I put a gun to yes. your head and yes. tell you to tell your business?
Yes. You told me our listeners would love to hear. You should, and you should go ahead and do it. So, bitch, you go ahead and say it. You are
you don't have a job.
Like at all?
And we've talked about this on the podcast about how I feel like you should have at least a 9 to 10 if you
get that hour in, bitch. You better bring something.
And I'm not saying that because like I'm materialistic. I need guys to have money. I just need to know you have structure in your life. He gets a pass a little bit. Because he's in school. Which brings me to my next point. I'm going to have to set my dating parameters to from 28 to 40. Because, like 35. Because he is 25. And I'm 29. That's not super young.
Okay.
But I feel like it is. I feel like I'm robbing the cradle.
I feel like it's robbing a cradle if he brings absolutely no intelligence or conversation or chemistry or anything that you would actually have with someone that you're aiming for. So if you're like, if he's 25 and he's like a actual like 25 year old, like he's clearly in school, so he has his brain on straight, like he's clearly doing something. Like those 25 year olds that's still staying with their mom, not in school, don't have a job, those are the ones you run away from. The 25 year olds that are like actually in school, actually doing something with your life, those are the ones you're like, okay, I'll see what you're about, but as soon as you say something weird about a fucking TV show I don't know, I'm out of here. Like, it's levels. You can't, like, it's just perimeters.
He's cool, but like, I don't know. It's just.
Do you think you're just hard on guys?
I am. And I'm hard on guys because I'm hard on myself.
Right, of course.
So I feel like it's fair, but.
It's fair, but is it realistic, though?
What's realistic? Because we live on a rock in space.
Right.
Nothing about this life is real.
Like 100%. So I mean, shouldn't somebody get the chance for
that's my excuse.
I know. That's why I was like, I just rock with it. I was like, but shouldn't somebody still get the chance to like introduce you to what their reality is? Like, I feel like you cut off a lot of these guys before like you give them really a chance to show you what they're really about, because you see certain things that you're just like, that doesn't make sense in my world. And but you also have to think about a lot of shit that doesn't make sense that you do in their world, that I'm pretty sure if you explained it to them, like, they're probably giving you the chance to show what that weird, like, what your world, is, like, consists of. And I feel like the same grace isn't given, being given back to them. Because you're just like, that doesn't make sense to me. And so you're just like, I'm done.
Well, he is handsome and he does have nice conversation. I feel like he carries more of the conversation than I do.
Okay.
To be honest. Because, I'm just like, you know.
That's not you.
Dry Jason, you know, but I try. I know it don't come off as trying to everybody. So, and we have plans to hang out next week. So
cool. I feel like give them a chance. But you're also one of those people. I feel like when you're like, when people, when I'm talking to guys on dating profiles or whatever, like dating profiles, dating apps, they oftentimes, if they're more of an introvert, they'll literally tell me like, hey, I'm more of an in-person person. Sorry if I'm dry, etc. I'm not like that for real. Like, and it makes me be like, okay, well, at least you gave me a warning that you're not just a dickhead and just don't want to talk to me. So, I mean, like, maybe also doing that where, like, maybe, like, give you, not an excuse, but more so give you, like, a sense of, like, you're basically just telling them, like, warning them offhand, like, it's cool. Like, I'm not being dry to you.
I was thinking of being very, like, a lot more specific on the apps in my bio, you know, instead of just saying, oh, I'm just, like, figuring it out. Like, I want to be like, okay, so I go to work, I come home, I go to the gym, I watch Judge Judy, I don't talk a lot, I might text back slow, I like coffee and weed.
Are you not comfortable just putting that on your profile?
Well, I wasn't at first, but now I'm getting the hang of it, and so now I feel like I need to be more specific so I can ward off the
losers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. So I'm going to light my blunt to being less rigid and, you know, I don't know, finding a little companion from one of these apps.
So that's
why I'm also noticing, like, you know, everybody on these apps texts back slow. So I don't feel too out of place, you know. And only one person has gotten my number so far. So we'll see.
I never get my number out. I'm always just like, you got my Instagram.
They tell you not to.
Yeah, they warn you. So, of course, you would do the opposite. Like, out of everything. Like,
I'm like, what?
Oh, you said not to? You said that's the better option then, right? Murdered. But it's just, I don't know. I feel like apps, it's a lot less pressure than in person. Like, you can literally reply what you want. Like, you can literally control the pace of a conversation through an app. But, like, sometimes, like, in person, I feel like you're forced to, like, carry a conversation, or you're forced to, like, make it flow faster than you wanted to, or find out more than you need to find out. I don't know. Something about it.
I feel like in person is easier for me because, I mean, it's harder. But it's easier if the chemistry, like, naturally is, like, happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can find myself talking to people easy if you know what the fuck I'm trying to say. So I'm biting my blunt to that.
I'm in between, okay? That's why I was like,
too.
Yeah. Yeah, because like I have my fan up to like it was too high, and so I lowered it. And now I'm like, okay, I keep getting this breeze. And like the weather's really nice out here. So like it feels good. And I'm just like, fuck, I don't want to fucking put this jacket on, but I'm just like, I don't know. I'm able to have like an off the shoulder moment. A little pneumonia.
What you lighting your blunt to?
Peace.
In the Middle East?
No, peace within myself. Just peace to let shit be. Peace to just like not stress. Like, girl.
So let me get this right. You don't want peace in the Middle East.
I mean, I'd rather just focus on myself first and then we go from there.
Y'all heard that? He said, fuck the Middle East.
No, but it's like, okay, so if you had a choice between choosing peace for yourself or peace for the Middle East, and you can only choose one, which one are you choosing?
That's, I mean, I have peace.
I said if you didn't, which one would you choose? And you don't.
I gotta put me first, Lucius.
Exactly, bitch. So y'all heard that. Y'all heard that. He said, fuck the Middle East.
Not even that. It's just because they've been having beef in the Middle East since before I was born. So I got to put me first.
Okay, that slogan was made in the 1960s, bitch. It ain't got shit to do with me. So I'm choosing myself. But yeah, just choose myself more and be more at peace and let shit be what shit's gonna be. Period. Oh, shout out to the new subscribers and shit on YouTube and the commenters. We have like the new people. I didn't have it pulled up, but I remember reading y'all shit. So I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for the engagement, even the rude ones. Some of y'all be getting a little too comfy, but some of y'all, I recognize some of y'all don't follow us, so I'm going to let y'all slide as trolls.
I didn't even go back to the post after it was posted. I just let it be. I put my little comments because I already knew what it was. Like, we had said this off air. Like, as soon as I said it, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get attacked for that. But also, I got a lot of people in my inbox who are just like, how can you expect that from a guy or whatever? Like, so forth, so on. And my main thing is just like, I have no problem giving anything to a guy. Like, me and Blackberry is talking about many ledges of overgiving before a nigga even deserves it, okay? Like, I'm not that person. So, I'm one of people, like, I feel like more than likely I'm going to smoke you out. More than likely I'm paying for the gas. I'm going to drive us. More than likely anything. So, you paying for dinner is the least of my expectations. Like, I feel like that's the least you could fucking do. Like, I have no problem going to dinner and paying for drinks and et cetera, et cetera. It's not that type of person. And people are, like, saying, like, I'm broke, I'm this, I'm that. And it's weird because I'm just like, I already knew everybody's going to say every fucking thing in the fucking book. I'm just like, okay, whatever. Because it's just, like, the fucking internet, who the fuck cares? Like, bitch, like, we've been on the internet since it was fucking created. That type of shit does not bother me, okay? We've been there, done that. I was getting dragged on MySpace comments, okay? And in bulletin boards. Like, shut up. But it's just, like, it's just my opinion on what how I feel I need to be and I deserve to be treated because I know how I show up for other people in their lives. So, like,
and
go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, Lord have mercy.
That was a good hit. That was a real good hit.
Yeah, that was actually kind of nice. That cough that knocked the memory out of me. So for if you don't know, what we were having a conversation last week about who pays on a first date. Do you go Dutch, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's where all that comes from. But I think everybody missed, even though I don't agree with your statement, I think everybody missed the nuance. Like, I hear what you're saying. Like, yeah, I feel like my man should pay for certain things. The nuance in that is, that don't mean I'm not going to pay for nothing. That just means I want him to pay for this.
Yeah, and it's very specific. And so it wasn't like a thing where it's just like, they're like, somebody equated to, like, people, like, basically saying, you don't look like you deserve this. And that's insane to me. It was a person from Ballroom.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it's insane. Because that's basically saying, if someone does not meet your beauty standards, they deserve to be treated less than how you feel like they're viewed. And that's the sickest shit ever. Like, on top of anything else, I don't care if you call me broke. I don't care if you call me ugly. I don't care if you call me anything. I believe everybody should be treated equally and fair in any type of relationship, in any type of situation. And that's one of my biggest things in the fucking world. Like, that, like, I treat everybody the fucking same. No matter what you do, no matter where you're from, I treat everybody the same. And so it's just like, I want to be treated a certain type of way because I know how I show up. I know what I deserve. And I'm never going to sway from that. Like, if later down the road I meet a guy who treats me anything different, then maybe that's what I'm needing at the time. But for right now, where I am, that's what I feel like I deserve. That's what I feel like I want. And I'm not swaying on it. I know how I show up. I'll pay for a nigga's fucking everything. Like, let's be fucking real around here. Like, I pay for trips. I pay for vacations. I pay for outfits. I pay for shit. So I have no problem doing that shit. So let's be real about it. If I'm with you, I'm with you.
I wanted children, Charles. And had you not been with those whores, we would have them. Got me all stressed out, hair falling out, weight up and down, can't keep anything down. 2 miscarriages. You took that for me, and you didn't even say I'm sorry.
Wow.
Sorry for screaming in the mic.
Wow.
That was Friday.
That was amazing. I wonder if we submit that clip, if we can get, like, nominated for, like, an Emmy or some shit. Or, like, a stream.
Don't be a streamy. Are you being for real? Was that great?
No, that was really good. No, normally, I don't hype you up if it's not real. Because I like to keep our relationship very authentic. So, if I'm not feeling something, I'd rather just look weird at the camera. But that was really good.
This is so random, but I don't know. You said you kind of sort of watched How to Get Away with Murder, so spoiler alerts coming ahead. I'm gonna give y'all 3 seconds to fast forward or stop the podcast. 5. I'm gonna give 5, 4, 3, 2. Well, I warned you, bitch. There's the scene when Bonnie dies and, like, the last scene.
Yeah. And
Annalise was crating her. She was like, "No, Bonnie, no, don't do it." Right. Okay. So I was telling my sister about it, I don't know how the conversation came up, and my nephew was in the room, so I was like, watch this, I'm finna act it out. And I was doing it, and I'm honestly, while I was doing it, I was like, this has gone too far. And then my sister stopped me. She was like, no, it's getting too real. So I could be on a silver screen now, okay?
I see it in here.
Denzel Blackberry.
Well, then.
Yeah.
I see it.
I never really thought about being an actor, but like, I wouldn't turn down a role if somebody offered it to me. I couldn't see myself auditioning for nothing. Not to put myself in a box, but like, I'm way too anxious to do stuff like that.
That's why I feel like the West Coast is the best coast to really take on these new ventures. There's so much you can accomplish, so much you can do. There's so much time and space, and just, you can really rap.
The sound is cutting. I can't hear you.
You are so, like, you know it makes sense. You know it makes sense. I'm not crazy. Like, that's for real. Like, I know I am crazy.
Are you sure you're not crazy? Got you there, bitch.
Anyway,
I love catching a bitch in a lie.
What's the first topic, okay? Let's talk about that. Catch that.
I think we should catch back that off the app conversation, because also what I'm doing on these apps is collecting data. That's what I'm calling it now. So, you know, even if I'm not particularly interested in somebody, you know, because of what they have on their profile, their picture, I take notes and I bring it to the podcast. And so this one thing came up.
It's like BlackBerry's laboratory.
And I was like, this is an interesting thing. I just want to see your thoughts on it. Kind of coincides with some of the questions you have here. But I just want to know, do you think childhood trauma is something that needs to be addressed in like the early dating phase? And I asked this because I came across somebody's profile, and he listed a bunch of things that he liked. And one of the things that he said was like, if we could address childhood trauma early on, the relationship will last. That's what he said. That's not bar for bar, but paraphrasing, that's what he said. And so I was just like, first of all, swipe left. Second of all,
attack fire.
I don't know if being so invasive early on is necessary. So what do you think about that?
I don't know, honestly. Because I feel like that's kind of like an intimate detail of someone. Like, that can be like, that's like the detail. That's like the key to everyone's life. Like, if you can unlock someone's, like, mama's issues or daddy issues from the onset, you'll be like, oh, girl, I know what's going on now. Me too. You just nudge on the shoulder. Like, I get it. But, like, that also dives deeper into, like, how did they heal from that trauma? How are they reacting to that trauma now? How does that trauma show up now? And I feel like knowing these kind of things also helps you understand a guy or person or anybody in general a lot better. Because there's sometimes, like, I always think about me. Like, as of lately, over the last couple months, I'm like, oh my God, my abandonment issues are kicking the fuck in. And then I also think about how those abandonment issues were exasperated by my last relationship. And I also think about how all that ties back into now, how clingy I be feeling towards guys that I may like or people that I'm around. And so I've been like trying to like train myself to like get out of that. But then it's also like, as I enter like a dating stage in my life, it's kind of like, am I denying someone else the experience of me being just honestly pure and real with them? You know, because I feel like now I'm holding back a lot more. When before I would just give it my all. And it's like, okay, like before, like I feel like I was giving it my all, and it was like, okay, that's a form of the abandonment issues and the clinginess all coming together, and now it's manifesting and boiling over into this new relationship. And so I feel like, I don't know, I'm just trying to get better at that. So I think it would be beneficial, but I also think it's kind of like a deep dark dive into a person's soul from day one.
I like that. I think it could be beneficial. I'm not saying like it would be a bad thing. Me personally, I don't even like telling people where I work. I don't like telling people about my family. I don't like telling people like nothing. Like, they know nothing. Like, I'm just thinking about like my coworkers, for instance. They know nothing about me, and I don't want them to. It's like, because I'm at work. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'll let y'all in when I want to let y'all. It takes me a long time to be, like, very open. Even when I'm, like, making friends, like, it's some friends who are still climbing up that friend ladder who don't know some of the stuff that you know about me.
Yeah, or yeah,
some
so other
it's some stuff. And then,
yeah, so forth and so on.
Honestly, some,
yeah,
some of those things, like, what was I about to say? Like, some friends know other things than that
other friends don't know.
Because you go to different friends.
Friend for different
things. But I say, I like to say, like, my childhood trauma. Though, like, why do you want to know that stuff? I feel like if that stuff comes up early, if that stuff naturally happens, okay, then we can naturally talk about it. But you going to have to beat that up out of me. Because it's like, I feel like I should be paying you. Are you my therapist or what?
Yeah. Do you also think that your reaction to opening up to people in general might be a form of a trauma response as well, though?
It's absolutely a trauma response.
So it's just
I know that about myself.
So it's like,
you want me to open up about my childhood trauma? I can't do that, baby.
Like, first of all, let's talk about the other four layers of shit going on. We'll get there. It's a layer cake of trauma, bitch, okay? You're going to get to every piece eventually. But it's just like, it's a lot. That's a lot to, like, know about a person.
Ooh. Every now and then I have a realization about something and it clicks for me, and then and I trick myself into believing I don't need therapy because I'm like, I'll just figure that out on my own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not too long ago I realized I always knew I had an issue with men because of
father figure
around, like,
a father figure.
That.
You ain't had no daddy when you was growing up.
Well, I did have a daddy when I was growing up, and he was a psychopath.
Oh.
So
more trauma.
And then he eventually decided to do us a favor and leave.
Okay.
But it didn't really do me no real favors.
Do us a favor.
But you know, this is so random. My sisters asked me, and I always think about this. Like, would I go to his funeral if he died? And I probably wouldn't. I don't think I'm going to be... This is me at 29 saying this right now. I don't know
right.
how I feel.
Things change.
I don't think I'm going to be able to fully forgive him for his atrocities against me and my family until he dies.
100%. Because I feel like then it makes sense because then it's like, okay, I have peace now. Like... Like,
yeah, because it's like,
it's the end.
Well, now we definitely can't talk about it, so.
Okay, well, beef is beef. you're chopped, bitch.
It's really, and the way he slithered into my mother's funeral, you know, okay, let's move on. But I say all that to say.
I thought you were about to put your sunglasses on, because whenever you about to get real shady or mean, you put your glasses on.
and he tried to talk to me at my mom's funeral, and I had my shades on, and I looked in you looking at me right now, and this is me looking away, and he trying to reach out and like, I guess he was trying to give me a hug or something. Nigga, I wouldn't piss in his mouth if he was on fire. Like, it's just one of them type of people, you know.
Okay. Ask R. Kelly to do it.
Now we just always go too far. This is not what we was talking about.
Oh my god, this is so stupid.
So I say, I like to say, I always knew I had an issue with men because of that. But I learned something new about the way I handle men, and it's
avoidant.
It's like avoiding them because I'm expecting them to be the same as everybody else. And because I'm expecting that, I'm not treating them the best, you know. And there was something else, but I don't. That was the what I really want to say. I'm realizing is a little too deep for right now. I gotta
no
sit a little more.
Okay. No,
I gotta
okay, let
sit
it marinate
a little more.
Let it marinate.
I can really break that down, but I broke down some other stuff, and I was like,
oh,
that makes sense. That makes sense why I treat niggas like this, because it's like.
Y'all all bullshit.
I don't think all men are bullshit, and that's something else.
Okay.
that has come with age. I realize there may be some good people out there. I dated good people.
So how do you know? How do you know? It's just like they're all amongst each other, and it's like, who do I give my time to? Am I giving my time to like the right person? Then it's like you overinvest in the right person or the wrong person that you think is the right person, and then now you waste all this fucking time. Now you hate them.
And we've talked about this before. Like, I don't look at any like thing as like a waste of time. I look at it as like that was supposed to teach me something, and hopefully it did. I was saying I haven't dated like bad people except for like one person. I've only dated one person who I genuinely believe has a malicious spirit about him. He may have changed, but at the time he was not a good person. Like, people who can just like deliberately be nasty to you and mean and like make you feel some type of way, like, I think those people need, they really need to be stoned, but y'all need therapy more than I do.
So I say we get up therapy, then we stone them.
And set them on fire.
Yes.
Wow, I'm so glad it's passed a few minutes because YouTube would be taking this down.
Oh, yeah. We done stone ancestors, some niggas on fire.
What was I about to say?
Well, I'm so high.
Oh, so like even when I think I used to be one of those people who are like, niggas ain't shit. Da, da, da. I've come across fuck niggas, but like niggas I've actually dated, I can't really like say they were bad people. They did some terrible stuff.
Yeah.
Not terrible stuff, but some stuff that, you know, just wouldn't work for me in the long run. But I don't know. I think there's good men out there. There has to be.
I think there are. I think you just have to find the person that's like right for who you are. And I feel like you have to like really just agree with the fact of like, this person that you're meeting is right for who you are right now. And if you guys continue to grow together, they might be right for who you are for forever. But sometimes you're like, there's people for right now and there's people for forever. And I feel like sometimes we try to force the right now people to be forevers. And so that's usually the issue.
A couple of forever.
Here we go.
Couple of forever. They was trying to clown Chrisette Michelle. Now, I know she did that dumb shit and tried to perform at Trump inauguration. I don't even know if she actually did that.
I think I'm just about over being your girlfriend.
Okay. They was trying to make fun of her voice like she's been singing like this. This is her voice. She sounds really nice. And my favorite Chrisette Michelle song is...
Blame it on me.
That's my shit.
Say it's my fault.
Say I'm
with you outside in the cold with a broken heart.
I really don't care.
I ain't crying no more.
Say I'm a liar, cheater.
Say anything that you want.
As long as it's over.
Yes, that's a bop, baby. That's still... Woo, that... If I'm in the car at the right time of night, you getting a tear too.
Tears. Tears.
Letting them rot. Woo.
Regret in your tears, now you taste them. Okay. Let's move on to the next topic, which I have no idea about. We are going to find out what it is right now.
We're spinning the wheel again, guys. We're spinning the wheel.
Oh, but... Speaking of, like, getting too much in people's business, like, what must you know about a guy in order to take him serious? Like, his dating history, relationship history, his friends and family, his job.
You are a professional, bitch. You tied that in so good. I need to know, like, how you dress. I need to know, like, if you plan on being something or...
That's not your first time saying that. So, dressing well is very important to you.
Okay, so listen... If you are a blank canvas, I can paint you. But you can't be a canvas with a little tears and rips on you. Then I can't see what I can do. Then I probably
like the shit on niggas over here, so he will paint you.
You see how that went off because it was saying you was a foul bitch.
I thought my phone was on do not disturb, laptop going off, everything.
But like no, like I really just I'm really like if a guy can't dress but he's handsome and like he has the right features and is like willing to actually like take guidance, I'm there for forever. So being able to dress is super, super important. I need to know like your future aspirations and where you currently are in life and what you plan on doing with those aspirations. So why are you laughing? Why is that funny?
Because that's another question that irritated me on the apps. They were like, what are your goals in life? I'm like, I don't want to talk about this with you.
See, but that, like, that's super important. So, like, as a creative, I visually do things and see things, and I'm about things differently. Like, the fact that I have a podcast right now, like there's other guys in other aspects of life who could see a podcast as being a stupid investment or a stupid thing to do. And so I need to know, like, how do we creatively link up? Like, what do you want to do? Like, where do you see, what is your projective of what you want out of life? And so I need to make sure we're on the same path. See, it's not that bad. But also, like, do you smoke? And if you don't smoke, what other drugs do you do that can, like, that can, like, take the place of that? Because I can't be high while you there sober and you just, like, annoyed by me being high and feeling my eye. So like we got that's important.
I'm gonna be honest, I swipe left on people who don't smoke. Yeah. Not all of them, but some people I'm like,
oh, I be letting them have it. It's so weird. And like,
because and it's for that simple reason. It's not that I think we should be druggies together. No. people who don't smoke, like, not even smoke sometimes. People who don't smoke have this disposition about people who do smoke.
And it's 100%.
Like, you need to smoke before you go out? Yes, I do. You need to smoke before you eat? Yes, it's going to taste better. Like,
mind your business, bitch. Mind your business. How about that? Do you need,
like,
to mind?
So, I mean, I would date somebody who don't smoke. Like, that's not a thing. Cigarettes is a deal breaker. But, like,
yeah,
I don't need to be judged in the process. Now, what I will, on the flip side of that, though, and here comes a little hypocrisy. I'm not, if I even feel like you have an alcohol problem, I can't do it. Like, if I feel like if I get any sense that you're an alcoholic and I can spot it out. Let's talk about childhood trauma. Let's link that back into the conversation. I can see an alcoholic or a person who has an alcohol problem, and I don't want to deal with that.
So for you, will it be just solely be alcohol, or is it any type of dependency problem?
I mean, if you're dependent on weed, totally fine with that. We can smoke together. But alcohol is a trigger for me. And
yeah, I get that.
I guess if you abuse, like, pills or something, like if you pop the pill every now and
then. Would you date a cokehead? Would you date a cokehead?
I don't want to ever say never, because I find that cokeheads these days are pretty functional.
Yeah.
So you probably wouldn't even know if you was dating a cokehead. So you would probably have to catch that nigga doing coke.
Pretty functioning. Pretty functioning is wild.
Because they don't even have to get, they can get whatever type of job they want. They can die during.
Yeah. And it's so quick.
And like,
it's so quick. Like, you don't even see it coming. Like, they're digging in their purse, they're back, and then they're good to go. It's like, what the fuck? Even I look more conspicuous. I have to light up and blow smoke out of my face. It's just like, it's crafty. Those cokeheads are crafty.
So would I date a cokehead?
It sounds like,
I
yes.
I wouldn't go into a situation with somebody I knew was a cokehead.
Is that something you would want to know off rip? Like, you know, like, you're talking about drugs, and like, in the first conversation, you're like, I smoke a lot, and he's like, well, I do coke.
I don't know. Coke is just so wild to me.
You're judgmental, bitch.
Y'all like to say Nicki be on coke. That's not coke. I want y'all to know that's not coke. If anything, that's indica. But
she be feeling her high.
She's a Sagittarius, so she don't need no coke. They drama. All crazy.
Drama.
Would I need to know that? I think I'm gonna need to know that. I need to know if you like do coke, like,
oh, got my
dick. You do coke socially.
Yeah.
Trying to get us canceled. Even if you do coke socially, it's like, well, how social are you? Do you go out often? Because that would mean you're doing coke often.
But what if he's like, okay, so the backstory is I'm a Colombian drug dealer. And that's just part of my supply, and I make tons of money off the coke. Would you be like,
we can hunch, but we've talked about this before. I'm not dating a drug dealer. So, and you right. And you think I'm a bad person for that, but Sherry Shepherd ain't dating one either. So what? She a bad person too? That's my sister.
Yeah.
My auntie, but
yeah. Yeah, she's kind of weird too, but it's okay.
Okay, don't do that, because when we go on her show and they roll his clip back just like they did Ayo when J-Lo was on SNL, I don't want to hear nothing about your apology. Stand on what you said. Sherry, you heard that?
Okay. I think her wigs have improved, and I think she has the most comfortable shoes in the game. She's always on point, and she's funny.
I love Sherry Shepherd. I'm gonna need to know about a coke habit.
Okay. That's fair.
Not unless if we just, you know, early talking, you know, we chilling, we ain't really like in it like that, you can keep some stuff to yourself. Like, I don't wanna know about I don't know. At some point I'm gonna have to find out about the coke though.
But what if you're like hooking up with him, you've been vibing with him for a little bit, y'all about to hook up finally, and then he just like does like a real like a bump right in front of you. Would you be turned off, or would you want to do it with them?
So here's the thing.
Oh, you've done coke recently?
No.
Oh.
But I'm a curious person.
I would have did it with him, low key.
I think we've talked about this on the podcast, but I tell everybody this anyway. I just feel like coke is just something you should try.
It's taboo. It's like scat. Like you try it here and there, you see how you like it, and then if you don't like it, you just don't do it anymore. But some people like and are liking it.
I'm not encouraging the use of coke, and actually the things I've heard about coke from people who do it is like not pleasant. The withdrawal and like the come down after being high is not pleasant. So I'm not interested in doing coke to say, oh, I think it's cute. I just want to see like what's the hype about.
Yeah, to try it.
The only thing I don't need to try is like heroin, you know, crack. I don't need to try those type of things because that's too far. You know, meth, I don't need to try those things.
The boys next door draw the line at heroin and crack.
But this is so funny we talk about this because Abbott Elementary just did a whole like episode.
That episode was so fucking good.
When I tell you I
love, I didn't know you watched Abbott Elementary. Good for you.
2 minutes, bitch. That episode, and they had our girl on there, Miss Sabrina.
She was so annoying.
Put that into the script.
Rich, yeah. I was dying when Janine was looking through the door, and then she closed the thing, and then she was already at the next one. She just started laughing. I was like, "Bitch, move, she's Leslie." The killer. I think they should have Leslie Knope come in, like she's visiting from like Illinois.
The board.
Yes, like she's visiting like for like to see like the parks and shit like that, and seeing her and Janine interact would be hilarious. They have the same like energy. Well, can you almost didn't make that
like
jump?
To say. No drugs for me. Did you have anything else that you have as a requirement that you need to know, like up front?
Okay,
like things that are like turn you off that you know about.
I like as a lady, I'm really interested to know about your like. Well, I guess this is right back to the initial thing. Like, what is your like family dynamic? Did you grow up in a single family household? Were you like a traveling person? Like, did your daddy leave you when you were six? And I need to know that kind of shit because I feel like. It makes such a difference.
Why?
It makes such...
What are you going to do with that information once you have it?
Because it makes me look at things a little bit differently. Because, like, nature versus nurture. How you see love. How you see, like if you have daddy issues, mom issues. Because I don't know what type of issues I have. I think it's just a conglomerate. And so it's just, like, it just makes a difference. And also, I've noticed, like, guys who have, like... a really good relationship with their mom or a really good relationship with their dad are different type of lovers than guys who did not or don't currently have any type of relationship with their parents. Like, it just makes a huge difference. And so it's just like how they show love and how they see love. And like me, I'm really close to my mom. I'm really close to my dad. And so it's just kind of like, I want somebody that understands how close me and my mom and dad are, but also can like understand like from them being close with their own parent as well. So.
I've heard people say that, like, I've heard straight women say this about straight men, like, they won't date a man who does not have both parents. Mm-hmm. And I've also heard women say, like, a good relationship, and I've also heard women say they won't date a man who doesn't have married parents.
Mm. Okay.
So, I don't know. That type of stuff is not important to me. Like, you okay. know, you can yeah. tell me about your family life, but, like...
Because, like, I know, like... For instance, like, if you grew up in like a bad family life, like sometimes you need a little more nurturing and a little more tender and care than someone who grew like who me. Like, I'd be cool because I grew up in abundance of love, so I'm always just like, yeah, it's cool, like everything's fine, like I'm pretty sure it's good. And then like when I'm not, I'm not. But so it's just like I didn't need like a good padding versus somebody who like didn't grow up in that environment. They need like patience, they need like a little bit more love, and they need a little bit more understanding. And so I like to be able to navigate that without blinders on and being able to look directly at you and know what's going on and what I can do to provide and make it easier for you in the situation. Because sometimes it can be like super selfish, like I know what I'd be needing, but if you're like, I want you to be able to express what you need as well, so we can be on the same page from the jump.
I'm gonna say that I don't disagree with the things that you are saying, you know.
Oh my god, it's the first time.
It's not the first time, bitch.
I know.
I don't think these are bad conversations to have. I actually do think that, you know,
just don't ask me about my job.
I actually think the more information you have about somebody you're dating is helpful. I do think that. However, I just wonder about the pacing of things. Like, when do you want to know this? Like, date two, date three, you know, how long have we been hanging out? I do feel like this is the reason why me and somebody I was dating, like, ended. Because he made a comment to me. He was just like, you're still holding back. And and we had a little discussion about, it was a heated discussion because he was saying he felt like he didn't know much about me. And I'm like, well, I feel like I've divulged a lot. Like, I don't do this with anybody. And he's like, he couldn't wrap his mind around that because he like, well, I don't feel it. And I'm like, as somebody who holds a lot back, I feel like when I'm dating somebody, I express a lot, even though to them it might not be a lot. And I can get that because, you know, I think I'm sharing a lot, but I'm really just, you know, instead of being 10 feet away, you're like 9 feet away.
Right. Like, I can still touch you.
But I've gotten that critique before. It's like, yeah, I don't know nothing about you. Which at the time with this particular person wasn't fair because there was a lot of things I didn't know about him either. We were in the early dating phase. Ooh. Like, we were not together. Like, we
that was crazy.
Had a lot to learn about each other. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like you have to let people open up when they want to open up. Like, I have this weird energy about me. Where, like, I can literally meet somebody the first day, and I know their whole story by, like, 10 minutes into, like, hanging out with them. Because I feel like that's just that I bring, like, I know. I bring that type of energy where people just, like, dump everything on me really quick. And I'm just like, I'm okay with it. Because I'm naturally curious about who the fuck you are anyway. I need to know what's going on around me. And so I'm okay with it. But I just feel like I bring, like, I'm just used to people being comfortable enough to automatically share that kind of stuff. And so sometimes I am thrown off when somebody is a little more guarded. And so then, like, in my head, I'm just kind of like, what's wrong with them? Like, what's going on with them? And then I become, like, a lot more attentive to, like, them to try to understand. But that took, like, a lot of, like, training as I've gotten older. I've started doing that. Because before, me and you, we were butt heads all the time. I'm just like, bitch, why don't you see how I fucking see it? But now it's kind of like, from you, I've learned just to be like, okay, you have to see them where they're at, understand their point of view, and go from there. And so, like, that takes time and understanding and seeing who a person is. So you can't do all that.
I definitely think, and I can speak for all Aquarius, if y'all let us open up on our own time, you're going to get the best version of us. Trying to force it out. And this goes for introverts in general. Like, trying to force an introvert out of the closet is crazy because it's not going to work out.
At all, you know, because y'all gonna automatically
just lost a friend.
Yeah, because now you're gonna go against the stream on purpose. You're gonna be fucking out. It's just. I've never met people who just naturally just want to go against the grain. Like, and I don't know if it's a control thing because not all introverts have control issues. But it's just
the contrarian thing.
Yeah,
you know, just want to do the opposite just because.
Okay, Phelps.
Oh yeah, Mona be saying that about Phelps. No, okay, no. Phelps is a true contrarian though. Like,
you are too.
I'm more so, no. I don't go against
name
the grain
him.
Just because.
Name him.
I go against the grain because I'm like, you haven't proven to me that going with the grain is worth it.
100%. You're name him. I need the proof. Name him.
So I need to prove myself. So I go the opposite way to see if I, if you know what you're talking about. I need
to peek around the corner to make sure it's better. You are so annoying. I hate you, dickhead assholes.
Well, I think we should squeeze this one in before we get out, because I think it's relevant to the conversation. Do you think we have soulmates as humans?
Yeah. I think it's complicated, though. Because it's like, okay, so what if you do have a soulmate, and they happen to live in, like, a bad area, and they get shot and they die? So now you don't have any soulmate? Now your soulmate's just gone? Because life does happen outside your soulmate. Like, outside that person.
Well,
like
that don't make him not your soulmate no more if he gets shot and killed. He's just a dead soulmate.
So now I now never find the person that was meant for me, my soulmate. Well, I'm going to go to that gravesite and be like, what is this feeling?
That is so stupid.
Yeah, you have a soulmate. You just have a dead soulmate.
I don't know how I feel about soulmates. I haven't felt very strongly about somebody enough to be delusional enough to think that there's a soulmate out there.
Oh my God, you're so anti-love.
No, I just haven't done it, you know? Well, I've tried. And so my feelings got hurt a lot. It happens.
You're beautiful.
If there is a soulmate, I think there may be at least one. But I also don't think you only have one soulmate. If soulmates are a thing,
I don't think so either.
Out of 8 billion people on the planet, there has to be at least more than one. If you found one, there might be another one. Some people might just be your soulmate
platonically
for a certain amount of time. Oh, platonically too. Like, or yeah, even like, you might have a family member who you think is your soulmate.
Yeah, you know? I feel like that, but you, like, I feel like oftentimes we can have different relationships with people, and we oftentimes trying to, like, box our relationships into one particular thing. So, like, let's say, like, you have, like, this, like, love and, like, affection for somebody that's not in a sexual manner. Sometimes we confuse that feeling, and we try to make it a sexual manner when it's not really that. It's just, like, a soulmate type, love type energy. That was perfect. So cute. That was perfect timing. Like a soulmate type, love type energy. That was,
you
like,
gotta watch the video to see that, what that was.
Yeah, that was like a spirit coming through telling me that's the right thing. And so, yeah. So I don't know. I feel like a lot of people I've met is just like, I know you're never going to be out of my life. Like, I know you're going to be around for forever. And those people somehow, some way, even though if we stopped speaking for a little bit, or they have been around for a little bit, somehow we always connect paths. Like, I reconnected recently with one of my friends. I won't say his name, but I reconnected with him. And I remember, like,
say their names.
It's not important because they definitely listen to the podcast.
Oh, now it's not. So I will remember that next week when I withhold more information.
You always contrarian. Like, bitch, you was going to do that anyway. You swear. So, but, like, I, like, when me and him, like, were first hanging out in Chicago, I always felt, like, this energy and bond with him that was just, like, such, like, so tight. And so, just, like, we, like, split, went different ways. You know how life goes. And then, like, recently we reconnected, and I'm just, like, I still feel the same energy. Like, he's just so cool still. And just, like, everything about him, he's just, like, super, like, just, like, the best brother you can have. And so, it's just, like, I'm really happy to have him back around. So, I don't know. I feel like you got different type of soulmate energies and shit like that.
Well, I do think some people in my life currently, like, as friends, they might be soulmates, but I don't know. What actually is a soulmate?
I don't, like, for me in my head, I picture a soulmate as somebody that, like, you have a bond with that's not like any other type of bond that you have with anyone else. Like, despite anything else, there's this unspoken thing, like, between you two where it's just, like, it always makes sense even when it doesn't make sense. And I always look at it as, like, an intangible type of relationship. Like, sometimes you could, like, you date fuck niggas, and you're like, okay, there was nothing, like, going on with you. But then you date a fucking nigga that's kind of, like, fucking different, because he's, like, a fucking nigga, but he's not a fucking nigga extreme. You're like, damn, it was really, really different. It was something, you brought something different. So, I feel like that can be a type of soulmate as well. But I'm not sure what's the definitive definition.
I was just looking up the word, because I thought I was thinking of the right word, but... You ever heard of the word kismet?
Kipnip?
Kismet. K-I-S-M-E-T.
No.
I feel like a soulmate is like a kismet type of connection. It's like destiny or fate. That's the definition. Mm. I feel like maybe a soulmate is somebody who you'll know once you know, because you're going to have that feeling that this was destined to be a part of my life.
Yeah. Do you think like shit just happened like by happenstance, like shit like that? Like, what are the odds of something happening? Like, you know, like when like you meet someone, you're in the right place, right time, and it's just like, mm-hmm. what if I never went here, or what if I never did this? What if I've never met you, or what? It's just like bound to happen. Like, that kind of shit scares me.
I think that type of stuff is
beautiful.
Yeah, I just feel like if it happens like that, I feel like it's supposed to happen like that. And because it happened like that, like, to answer your question, like, I don't think stuff like that is like, I don't think it's like serendipitous. You know what I'm saying? I think it's like something that
had to happen.
Happens because the universe was said it was supposed to happen. You know? I don't know.
Yeah. What are the odds, though? Like, that's why, like, I feel like that's why I'm really optimistic about, like, everything, because it's just like, you never fucking know. Like, you never fucking know. Shit just be happening, and it's just like, why is this happening? Why is this coming together like this? I don't know. But I'm a little
muscular today.
Am I? I think it's work, because I've actually been working this week.
Oh.
Would you fuck me? Do I like a boy?
You want to hunch me so bad, bro.
I'm going to make this the thumbnail. Call me Popeye. That's so stupid. And I never make it the thumbnail, because I never remember what time we do this.
Yeah, every time you say that and I look at the thumbnail, I'm like, that's not what he said, but okay.
No, because I find other parts where we look cuter together. I'm like, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, that works better. Well, thank y'all for tuning in. We didn't talk about sex much this week, did we?
No, we haven't been having like a lot of sex episodes lately. We're classy people.
We had a few. Don't get it twisted now. I'm bringing a scat back next week just for that. Scat back.
Not the scat pack. Oh God.
Scat pack. That's the name of the episode. They're gonna be so mad because they're gonna think they're coming to listen to a scat conversation. We're talking about love and
mental health, right? It's all mm-hmm. about love. Mm-hmm. Trick
that
job. Trick.
That's the duality of you know, multi-talented, multifaceted sluts and
hole givers.
Well, whatever mm-hmm. we're talking about, that's what you came to listen to. And you'll be back next week because we told you to.
You have no choice.
I'm Blackberry. You can follow me on Instagram at Blackberry and my TikTok at Blackberry Thick as Fuck. I actually got like 1,000 views on my new TikTok. So I'm going to use it now.
Oh. they rolled out the red carpet for you. So now you're ready to act up.
It was no use for me before then. But now I can use it. Yeah. Where can I follow you?
I'm Ken Lush. Follow me at Ken Lush.
Okay, I'm about to say, you can follow him up his ass because he won't give you his at.
It's the same fucking thing. It's been the same fucking thing. It's Ken Lush on everything.
Jimmy might be new here. He don't know us.
Then that means he didn't listen to the early part when I said it. Jimmy, you fucking kind of slow. No, I'm joking, Jimmy. I love you. Welcome to the show. It's Ken Lush. KenLushH. Can we keep secrets around this bitch? Remember, so if you listen to the earlier part of this podcast and I told you some intimate details, you do not hear anything because you don't know who I'm talking about.
And fuck Just Hilarious. Thank y'all. Bye.
That's sick.